All right, everyone, welcome to the JT Fox Podcast Network. Sorry for the audio quality here, but we're actually in Rick's Tesla with George Ross. Anybody who doesn't know who George Ross is, you are living on a different planet. George Ross was Celebrity Apprentice Judge. He is best-selling author of two books, been my coach for 14 years. Love it or hate him, he is the man who is responsible for President Trump's dramatic wealth. But if you don't like, it's not about politics. Relax. You mentioned the word Trump and people have convulsion. George, welcome to my podcast that I just pressed the record button. You didn't know you were on. How are you,
JT? I am just fine, JT. Good. I'm very surprised you're using a podcast. I didn't know you do much in the way of recording.
I do record, but I'm not around you. If I was around
18,000 recordings.
Yeah, that we do have a lot of recordings as well. So, George, you've been through what? How old are you now, George? 94?
94
young. And by the way, very agile, super sharp, super amazing. So you've been through like 400 recessions about that. Is that so George, tell us your thoughts about what's happening, right? So there's a lot of fear out there. Everything has kind of been overinflated. You've seen it a million times. You have a very famous saying, this shall too will pass.
That's correct.
So talk about, what do you think? What's different this time than, let's say, 2001, well, 98, the 90s? So how is this different? Because
What's basically different at that point is we don't have a government. We don't have a very weak president and a Congress that doesn't do anything. As a result, they got total. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Nothing concrete being done. Congress hasn't passed a law in ages. And
it's technically a Democratic Congress, technically.
It is. It's a Democratic Congress, and they're going anywhere because they know they can't pass. So it's like standstill until you see what happens in the next election in November. See what happens. So you don't have it, and you don't have. They're not taking any affirmative action. There's no reason that gas should be this high. You have all kinds of gas that's available. You can buy it.
So yeah. You've seen this twice, George, right? Back in the day, very high gas prices, and then at the same time, we have very high inflation. Yeah. How is this different than when you went through it? I believe in the early 70s was the first time, then again in the early 80s, correct? How is this sort of increased inflation different and gas prices different?
Well, it's different because, first of all, I understand most of it is a result of COVID and what the reaction to COVID and what it did, the damp that it put on industry and it put on businesses, and just the total indecisions of what people are going to do. You never had that before. And you're first getting out of it. And I think there was a tremendous overreaction to it. And that people, when they get fearful, they stop doing things that they would ordinarily do because let's wait and see. It'll get better, get nervous, and this only further exacerbates a recession.
So you were one of the architects of the greatest real estate deal of all time, 40 Wall Street, and you've done tons of transactions. What do you think about the real estate? There's starting to be definitely a slowdown there as well. What do you expect to see?
As far as real estate is concerned, if anybody's got the courage, if they go and invest in real estate now, they'll do fabulous.
And why? Explain that.
Well, there's a transition going on from cities to residential or to get out of the cities, I think primarily because the effect of the crime and also homelessness, and there are areas which are just red hot. We're in one right now. Dallas is red hot, but not everywhere.
It is hot. It's like 100 outside too.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about the temperature. I'm talking about real estate. So but that doesn't mean everywhere in Dallas is good. But if you pick the right spot and you're talking about residential, you can't miss.
So let me talk about luxury, right? So there's a lot of people, let's say before the pandemic, you had a $500,000 house, let's say a 5% mortgage, right?
Correct.
So now it goes down half. So people have $1 million house for the exact same price. Now you got interest rates that are vastly approaching 5% and will continue going up. And all of a sudden, that $1 million house somebody wants to buy in that luxury house, that's not really affordable based on what the average American or people around the world make. So how does one, do you see a pullback on the luxury side, or the rich will always have money and it doesn't matter?
No, the luxury side, first of all, it's a limited market. luxury side is not unlimited. There are a certain number of people that have the money and are willing to spend it, and it works for them. That's not the average person. But meanwhile, as far as mortgages are concerned, hey, banks been sitting on money for years. If you figure out the treasuries have gone on a 10-year treasury at 2%, 3% is ridiculous. So it's first catching up. And my philosophy has always been, as far as mortgages, borrow as much as you can for as long as you can, as long as you have the right to prepay it. When interest rates go up, you thumb your nose at the bank, and when interest rates go down, you refinance. But this too will work too. The banks have got pot full of money and no place to put it.
It's a very good point. Very good point. So, George, you did the move, not full-time, but, full-time, from New York and then to Florida, which so many New Yorkers have done. And now, obviously, you're back in the summer in New York, but spending the majority of the time in Florida. What prompted you to do that? And do you see a difference between living in Florida versus in New York?
Oh, there's no question. First of all, it's a different lifestyle. It's not as harried and that you have. It's not the hustle and bustle is not there in Florida. It's entirely different. But you're also in an area where people are on in the years, so you're you're in a community which is in your age group. And also the main thing with Florida, they have a tremendous amount of friends that have already moved there, and these are friends of long standing, which you don't have when I don't have it in New York. So that's a big difference. Besides, there's no question, it's much nicer in the winter in Florida than it is in New York. And it's much nicer in New York in the summer than it is in Florida. So why not take the advantage of both worlds?
So, George, what did you learn about business in the last 2 years during COVID period? What or about people or business? If you had to sum it down, I know you do as volunteer teaching at colleges and universities, yeah, on negotiation, yeah, and marketing to get back your time. But what did you learn about the world?
The world is a lot smaller than we think it is. That communications, especially with the Zoom technique and the virtual ability to handle things anywhere in the world, is entirely different. The world is much smaller than we think it is or thought it was. And companies or people that want to succeed, if they look at the worldwide opportunities, they will be very successful. If they want to just look at their own space in minor ones, they'll be okay, but they're not going to really do great.
So you and I, George, have been literally all around the world together, right? So we've been to Africa many times. Yeah. We've been to Europe many times, even Asia together. So literally all over the world. And obviously, and you and I were supposed to be somewhere in March 2020 in Vancouver, yeah, right? In Whistler Ski Resort. And then the pandemic hit, so we had to cancel this. We are now in June 2022. So it's the first time in 2.5 years that, and tomorrow you're speaking for the first time. How do you feel that, knowing that this is the first time? Like, what kind of sentiment did you say to yourself? Like, wow, this is something I did a lot of it before, when you wanted to. And then even, I would say, 5 to 7 to 8 years ago, you were doing it like all the time.
Yeah.
Because The Apprentice was such a hot TV show. How does it feel to go back on there?
I don't know. I'll let you know in the next couple of days. People are nervous. They're still nervous. And when they're nervous, they get concerned and they have a tendency to pull back and say, well, let me wait and see. That's a mistake.
That's a good point. But how do you feel about speaking?
When you say wait and see, people go past.
How do you feel about speaking again?
How do I think? Fine. Well, I can speak.
No, you can speak anytime, but you feel that, like, a little bit.
This is the first one really after COVID.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you feel excited about it?
I'll ask me the same question in a day or two.
And how was your Spirit Airline flight that we got you, or the flight we're kind of forward? We decided to treat you with so well.
That's good. I would have been felt better if you had two pilots.
Rick, what's one thing? So Rick is one of our top clients here, good friend of mine. We're actually in his Tesla. George has never been in Tesla. What do you think of the Tesla, George?
I think it's great.
Looks like a giant iPhone, right?
Yeah.
That you can actually
see.
It
is a giant Runs iPhone.
Yeah, very slick.
Yeah.
And I'm actually sitting in the back, which I would never do for anyone else other than Big Man. Yes. Rick, what's one question you want to ask George you've always been curious about?
I'd like to know, in today's real estate market, do you believe moving forward, will real estate prices go down or will they just go up less?
No. No, that's the wrong question and the wrong thing. Real estate over a period of time will always appreciate in value, but it goes in cycles. And if you can outlast the cycle, you'll do very well. I always said that this, you know, there's only a certain amount of real estate and God ain't making more. So it has a tendency to keep up with inflation because prices go up with inflation. And when people make more money, they get used to spending it in real estate. And real estate, it's there. You know, it's not something that's traditional. Depending upon the nature of real estate, there are some areas that are more hazardous than others. But over a period of time, real estate is a tremendous investment. You don't have to worry about the stock market going up or down or whatever. The real estate is there. If you pick the right type of real estate and you diversify in the right area, over a period of time, you'll do extremely well.
So, George, and first of everybody, George, I mean, we've known each other for 14 years when I walked into Trump Tower, and after being accepted to The Apprentice but turning it down, I felt guilty. So a year later, I headed over to Trump Tower and I happened to get into George's office. It's a whole different story we'll talk about another day. But George's has been sort of my coach and my sort of my ambassador of Guam, my right-hand man, every decision off of him has come there. So probably now largely responsible for my success in so many different areas. But the one that I think that people say that I've rubbed off the most of you is my sense of no BS and no, just say it how it is. That is something that you do better. You don't care. You did it for President Trump. You didn't care whether he disagreed or liked it. You never told him. You never kicked his butt. You're like, here's my opinion. Here's what it is. So talk about where the importance of that no BS, which there's a lot of yes men out there. There's a lot of people that just kind of lie and or just tell, they're afraid of that confrontation. You have not. Where does this no BS come and how important is it to have that no BS in our
life? Because that's very important, because if people trust you, they will do business with you and they'll operate in a fair manner. If they don't trust you, forget it. So you never have to hide from the truth. You have to hide from a lie. So the lie, you make a change or whatever, and you have to defend it. You never have to defend the truth. And people respect you if you tell them the truth. As bad as it may be, as much as they don't want to hear it, you tell them the truth, they respect you. Because there aren't a tremendous number of people that are willing to tell the truth if telling the truth they think is not in their best interests. And that's a shame. So I've always made it to tell the truth. If you tell the truth, people believe you. Say, okay, I understand what he's saying. I may not agree with it, but at least he's telling me what he thinks, legitimately. Not trying to impress me because of who I am or how much money I have or my stature in life. He's telling it as it is. And that's a tremendous blessing for anybody in business.
Final question, George, as we are about to go to the El Nerset, the Salt Bay guy. Did you see that guy? You don't have Instagram, but the guy does the salt. You have no idea. I'm bringing you to one of the best restaurants that I like, but we have somebody else there to pay. So
of course, that was never in doubt.
We arranged it, George, because I would have not taken. I would have taken you to In-N-Out and Burger with the emphasis of being
that,
out.
You've done that too.
I have done that too. Yeah. But you did pick up a lunch twice in 14 years that I, and by the way, for anybody else, I have a no money down dinner and lunch and breakfast approach, but George has taken it to a whole new level. Last time he reached into his pocket. And by the way, the only reason I think he was able to pay is because you didn't take credit cards at his country club. So you had to give his member number. So from now on, we will only eat at your country club, George.
That's what you think.
I love your country club.
I'm glad. It was fun.
So George, there's so many people that have sort of become lazy lately, you know, just the motivation.
It's not they've become lazy lately. It's been typical, but I think COVID had a lot to do with it. Because if you were lazy, you could explain it. It's because of COVID. So it was a legitimate, an excuse, not a legitimate excuse, but an excuse. So he took advantage.
But what isn't a time to become better, like sharpen your skills, become better,
of course,
learn a new, and people didn't do that. So George, why do some people like myself and Rick and so many people we know, they're out there, they're learning, they're listening to this podcast, they want to become better, and so many people don't want to do anything. What is it? Is it their background, their upbringing? What is it? What is it you after like 150 years on this planet?
No, it's easy. It's much easier to be placid, not do much. Mm-hmm. You can always explain why you didn't do it. You can find 18 reasons why you didn't do something. Go find one or two why you did. Most people are just lazy.
And last question. Will Trump run for president, in your opinion?
I don't know.
If you were a betting man.
If I were a betting man, will he run for president again? I don't think he'll get the opportunity.
And there you have it. George Ross, breaking news. Anybody, if you guys want to, I mean, this is just the honor to have that too. And that was impromptu. I was like, what am I going to record today? I'm running out of time. And so we decided to do this. By the way, if you want to be part of the founders and come and kind of network with people like George and all the high level people like Rick here, and who knows, you build a relationship, you could be driving me to a restaurant with George Ross while we have somebody else there waiting to buy us dinner.
That's right.
And so also, too, I'm bringing George to breakfast. I'm bringing anything. Any final word, Rick, who's one of the top financial advisors out there? What any other final words you want to put out there?
It is who you hang out with is who you become. And it is such a pleasure to be in the presence of you guys.
Well, it's also who drives is who pays. That's another thing. That's another thing that I've learned. So George's like, pick me up. Like, no, we're going to take an Uber. That way that, you know. So anyways, it's in good time. George Ross, you'll find out how it goes tomorrow. The man, 2.5 years, not on stage, going to bring some heat. And we are in Dallas. Thank you, everybody. Check the link below. Also, if you want 5 free courses, which actually one of them is with George, click the link below. Love to see you there. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.